team play?
I think we were physical and did the things we wanted to. I think, we struggled in some key moments in the first half offensively, but overall, we kind of broke out a little bit in the second half. The defense played very well. Their quarterback was highly rated, one of the top guys. I think he was first team all conference last year in the Ivy, and we controlled him, limited his effectiveness, and was able to grind out a win on the road.
Let's start with the with the offense. Almost 500 yards total, but maybe most impressively 273 yards on the ground, an area that you felt like you needed to get better at. What was the difference on Saturday?
I just think we started getting some confidence pretty early. I think that the backs ran well. Faisal Aidin really started us off really well. He had a big run on a third down that convert, and we moved the sticks. And, we were driving the whole first half. I mean, I think we punted only once in the second half total. But you gotta trust it and get up in there and keep working at it. I thought we were more physical along the front line than we had been in some of the run situations. And unfortunately, we felt like we were in on the goal line on the fourth down. I mean, all the pictures I've seen is the ball's over the line, but you can't control that. And so instead of being up at halftime, we were down after dominating the first half. But we came out in the same formula. JoJo Uga had a really great game for us. I think he was ripping off runs, and it makes things a little easier when you can run the football effectively. And we did that Saturday.
Tell me a little bit about JoJo Uga, a freshman guy that certainly ran well on Saturdays, has looked good early in the year. What does he bring to your offense that maybe is a little different than your other backs?
He's an explosive runner. Grips fast, and he's banged up right now. And Faisal is just a really steady football player, can do everything we ask him to do, and effectively runs the ball and blocks and everything. JoJo is just more of an explosive, hard to tackle tailback. He broke a lot of tackles on his runs. He runs through the smoke, as we say, and we like that about him. And he's just getting better every week. I'm excited about his future. He has the makings of a really pure feature back. And anybody that knows anything about what we've been here in the last few years, we always have that thumper in the backfield, the Carl Mofars and Ibi Token Hanks, the big backs that can bang. And I feel JoJo's in that category.
Question is more from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Greg. On Griffin, any update on him?
Not yet, Mark. I mean, I think he's going to be a day-to-day type thing. He's just banged up, and I think he's been hard for him all year, I'm not positive, to be honest. He will know a little more as the week progresses. He's not out or anything like that, but we're just not sure his availability this week.
Was that when he got buried under the pile near the goal line on that run where he got banged up?
I think it's just been cumulative. He's recovered from some surgery from last year. Sometimes those things take a little time, and we're just being careful with him. He's a really important piece of our offense, and we think he's a great back. We just want to make sure he's capable of performing the way that we need him to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Greg, with the success you had in the running game, Miles, 21 of 30, really efficient passing, 225 and a touchdown. How do you feel like the success in the run game maybe helps what you can do in the passing game?
I think it keeps them from trying to do too much, and that's one of the things, the lesson we learned the week before was, you're in a position to win a game, and turnovers kill you. And I think you got to not press, trust your defense. I think our defense is certainly getting better every week. We tackled a lot better, and we want our guy to manage the game more than anything. Even when the Cowboy was here running around last year, we still were trying to manage, being smart about the football. Turnovers are the killers in games, and we're not forcing many turnovers right now, but other than last week, we hadn't turned the ball over a lot. And you in close games, turnovers end up being the difference sometimes. And I think he did a great job. He made great throws. He moved to sticks. He ran when he had a run. I think he's really progressing as we move forward here.
Let's talk a little bit about that defensive effort. You hold Cornell to only 97 yards on the ground, 310 overall, and all they had was a field goal midway through the second half or midway through the third quarter. You shut them out the rest of the way. What did your guys do well to be able to slow them down?
I really think we're just starting to understand our defense a little better. I think we've always been playing hard. I think we've played we're fitting better. We're tackling much better. I mean, there was a lot of open field tackles in that game. They're a big spread operation, and they're trying to get you in one-on-ones, and there's just a bunch of plays that could have been that were 3 yard gains. It easily could have been 6 or 8 if you miss a tackle. So, you know, we're working hard on our fundamentals. We're trying to get back to the physical, fundamentally sound defense we've tried to be, and I saw really good progress the last couple of weeks at that. But we still got a way to go.
A lot of new names and new faces as you go over the stat sheet. The one being Troy Berschwanger, 8 tackles and a sack. Talk about his performance and maybe some of the other guys that you're seeing as you've talked about getting better and better each week.
Yeah, I think that when you lose your middle linebacker that's playing as well as Dante is he gets a tough targeting call and he gets ejected from the game. And Troy, we have a lot of faith in Troy. Dante came in and won the job. He's experienced, he knows how to do things. We always felt Troy was ready to play. It was just hard to get him in games. So sometimes, I preach to our players, almost every football player gets their first opportunity by injury to be prepared and ready to go. And Troy walked into that game and he was outstanding. I mean, we didn't miss a beat with Dante out. He played lights out. He made a gigantic play on a little running back down the middle on our linebacker, and he knocks the ball away at the last second. Could easily have changed the course of the game. So we were really happy with Troy. We thought he was a huge piece of our defense playing well, continuing to play well.
Let's look ahead. Your team is on the road Saturday at Bryan, a newcomer to the league. As you've started to look at Bryan, what are some of the challenges they present for you?
Yeah, I think the thing that jumps out at me is how well coached they are. And I watch them through a couple games on each side of the ball right now, and I see a lot of really people in the right spots doing things the right way. They're talented on offense. Defense is, they're really rock solid in all regards. They're a good football team, and I knew that. I've always known that about them, and now their talent level has risen, and they're, they've got a great quarterback. They have a receiver that has as good a ball skills as I've seen, and we've seen quarterback is very confident throwing the ball up to I forget his number off the top of my head, but he's – I think it's 5 or 8. I don't even have my 2 deep yet, but he's he is exceptional with the ball in the air, and they take advantage of that. So they played a tough schedule. They're battle-tested, and they're at home. And we got to go in there and fight a tough road win to try to get our first CAA win.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this, you guys. Jerry Guest is transfer from Coastal, and Rogeri is the receiver that you're speaking of who's coming off a huge game. They obviously are pass heavy. What are some of the things or some of the keys for your defense to be able to slow them down a little bit?
I think probably the same thing as last week is tackle well and stop the deep shots. I mean, that's what they're really good at. We eliminated almost all their deep shots last week, and our defensive philosophy has really not changed. When we're giving up big plays, we're not playing our defense, and we've got to really make sure we have guys in the right spots because they're talented, and like I said, they know what to do with the ball. The quarterback's sharp and gets it out to the right people, and I've always loved on our side when we've had that connection between a quarterback and a receiver. You saw it last year with Reese and Brevin Eastman. When they know they can throw a ball to a guy and he's going to catch it, that is a powerful thing. And I think that I see that in Bryant. Ruggiero's is excellent. And he's ball skills are more important than anything. And he has incredible ball skills.
Before I let you go, a chance to you guys have completed the non-conference now. Conference play the rest of the way. How does that change the mindset or philosophy at all as we go down the stretch?
No, I mean, we don't really distinguish between games here, whether they're conference or not, or, power five or not. I we just play football and try to take care of ourselves. And I mean, it's cliche, but it is when when we're good, we're playing our style of football, and we're not getting turnovers, and we're not taking dumb penalties, which we continue to take last week. And it's we got to start eliminating some of them, but we've made a lot of progress. I knew this time period was going to be a growth for us, and you know, we fought through and won two close games, and you know, unfortunately, we lost that game last week. But the kids rallied, and you know, I didn't know what to expect. I've never really coached against an Ivy League school. I really don't know how they're different or not. I just know they're extremely dangerous, and I think we went in there and played a good road game and got a win.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the time today, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.